All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's continue. So we're picking up. We actually left off on page Sadik Dalid, but let's just go back to Sadik Gimel for just a moment. The last paragraph on the page. V'hin charoa atos. We read this piece yesterday, but it'll help us reorient a little bit for our discussion this morning. V'hin cha'ato roa ha'hefesh shebein ha'zoyer va'anoki. Right, Ramchal? You can now begin to see the difference between Zihirus and Nikios. How so? Even though, as we're going to see, there is much similarity. Hazohir, who anisar b'ma'asov, v'roa shalo yechata b'ma shekvar noda lo umafursam, etzel hakol hayosechit. Amnam, adayin einenu adon, page Tzadik Dalet, b'yatzmo, shalo yimashich atzmo libo minataiva hativis. So this is very interesting. So Zihirus represents a person who develops a sense of awareness regarding what are the things that will ultimately derail him from accomplishing his life goal. Remember, we've spoken about this many times. The essence of Zihirus really represents what is the Tov HaAmiti. What is the ultimate good that I am striving for? What is the ultimate good that I am working towards? What is the ultimate good that I want to achieve, that I want to accomplish? After I know that, then I can answer for myself another question, which is, so what are the behaviors which could derail that? What are the things which prevent me from accomplishing and reaching that Tov HaAmiti? What are the things that are holding me back from crossing my finish lines in life and reaching that? So once I identify those things, that negative things, the taivas, the different things which derail me, so then I begin to create a picture of the things I have to avoid. This is really amazing. When a person is focusing on the midah of Zihirus, so Zihirus, like we just said before, helps me to identify the things, again, just to the progression. I identify the Tov HaAmiti. What is the ultimate good that I'm striving towards? And therefore, by definition, what are the things that are negative that I should avoid? Once I identify things that are negative that I should avoid, that also opens my eyes to a whole series of behaviors that are not all that great that I should be avoiding. So then what do? I create strategies to avoid those negative behaviors. I create strategies to avoid those negative actions. When I create those strategies of avoidance, I'm adjusting my behavior. But at the end of the day, I'm not necessarily changing myself on the inside. I'll give you just, lahavdil. A person struggles with alcohol. So I know that I have to avoid drinking. But of course, avoiding drinking is not going to be enough. I have to go ahead and avoid the triggers that would cause me to drink. So I identify the triggers. That person is a trigger. This situation is a trigger. This, I identify all these things, right? And so I say, I have to stay away from him. I have to stay away from that. I have to stay away from all these different things. But the difference is, inside, I may still very much want that drink. I want it. I want it badly. The taiva for it has not changed at all. What am I doing? I'm managing my taivas. But inside, the taiva rages. And the truth is, a lot of life is like this, where the taiva is there. Taiva is absolutely there. And I want to say, you could fill in the blank. I'm using the drinking example as one. But the truth is, it's the same thing for matters of morality, of illicit items, shmiras ha'inayim, different taivas we have. A lot of times, what I'm doing is, I'm managing my taivas. But the taiva is there. And it's burning inside me. V'haraya, it happens to all of us. where there's a particular taiva that you're successful in managing for a very long time, and then what happens? Bakshan, no one here knows. I'll tell you what happens, right? What happens is I slip, and I say to myself, wow, I can't believe that happened. I've been so good for so long. How could it be that I slipped in this area? And the answer is very simple. I've been good in managing, but I have not been able to extinguish. I've managed, but not extinguished. The taiva is there. So one moment I let my guard down, and whatever is going to happen is going to happen. The taivas are going to take over. That's in the model, says Ramchal, of Zihirus. In Zihirus, the taiva is very much there. It's very much present. It has not been extinguished. It's being managed. Now, I just want to mention that at the end of the day, managing your taivas, right, is a huge accomplishment in and of itself. Because more often than not, we don't manage our taivas manage us. So just the ability to kind of rein in a particular desire, a particular taiva, and manage it, and identify the triggers, and manage the triggers, and manage my circumstances. The Ramchal is not in any way minimizing this incredible accomplishment. But he says something amazing. Amnam, I'm in paragraph Gimel, page Sadik Dali, paragraph Gimel. Amnam, Acher she yisragel ha'adam hergel golo b'zihirus hazeh, say this is dramatically amazing. So Ramchal says, everything we're learning, remember, is a progression. So I started off with Zihirus. After Zihirus, what do I have? Zrizos. What does Zrizos do? Zrizos goes ahead and habituates me in positive behavior. So I go ahead and I focus on doing good things. I focus on taking advantage of my opportunities. I focus on what we call the pre-actional zrizos, the actional zrizos, and I lift myself up. And in doing so, says the Ramchal, I'm able to reach a level of nikios. What happens in nikios, Rabbi Hussein? Nikios is the point where I'm no longer just managing the taivas, but I'm extinguishing the taivas. I'm nucky. I'm cleansing myself from those things. Not simply management, but ultimately, again, extinguishing. I am able to extinguish the fire of the physical desire from my heart. And here's what's amazing. So we'll start this today. We'll finish up this concept tomorrow. But how do you extinguish the fire of taiva? So interestingly enough, what Ramchal posits is you replace it with something else. This is kind of, remember we spoke about this a little bit on Shabbos morning, the Babich Rebbe's incredible insight about that there are different ways to go about fighting the Yitzhara. You could go ahead and do a melchama, or you could do what he called, the Rebbe called Bederech Menucha. In other words, you could infuse yourself with so much holiness. So Ramchal says, how do you go ahead and extinguish the fire of taiva? How do you extinguish it? Ultimately, again, if you intensify inside of yourself the want and the love and the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that extinguishes the fire of taiva. Your vision and your life outlook will be strong and clear. So we'll have to stop over here for today. But Ramchal paints this incredible picture that whereas Zihirus is the management of our taivas, managing our taivas, Nikios, as preceded by Zrizos, has the ability to potentially extinguish those taivas. And when you extinguish those taivas, how? by infusing yourself with the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, losing yourself in your Avodas Hashem, ultimately, again, at that point in time, the taivas which so often derail us are extinguished. Because remember, again, just like the fire needs oxygen to go ahead and burn, so taiva needs space. If there's no space because the space is taken up, ultimately, again, by Dvarim Ruchniim, by Avodas Hashem, by Torah, by Mitzvot, by Chesed, there's no room for the Ish HaTaiva to burn. And at that point in time, when I'm able to at least partially extinguish the fire of Taiva, then suddenly again my life outlook becomes clear. My life outlook sees life and sees myself ultimately for what it is. My vision is no longer skewed and I'm able to forge forward in life. I also have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem, paragraph Dalid, tomorrow. Shkoyach.